Cursed objects and bad luck objects. There are objects in this world which many people think are haunted in one way or another. Some are more of the paranormal, while others have to do with ancient beliefs. While one could say both types are paranormal, one group is far more historical. There is also another type of object which is thought to be evil just because of what it is. It doesn't matter if it is old or just off the press yesterday, and that is the Ouija board. There are those who believe it allows direct contact with the spirit world. The ancient Chinese used a planchette-type device 1,200 years ago to contact the spirit world. Two men began to manufacture modern Ouija boards in 1890. They were such a success, they patented them in 1891. Scientists have conducted controlled tests on the boards and determined people were moving the planchette whether they realized it or not. Some religious institutions have forbidden its use, making it even more popular. Some American game manufacturers make or made Ouija boards, such as Parker Brothers and Milton Bradley. The famous crystal skulls are believed to be able to connect humans to some force which can produce healing and give psychic abilities. The original ancient skulls have become so popular, thousands of copies of all sizes are being sold every year. You can go on Amazon and pick from many skulls. The ancient skulls are a mystery. Scientists would love to know how they were made. There are no tool marks on them. The original skulls came from Mesoamerica. There are rumors they came from Atlantis. Other tales claim extraterrestrials were involved and visited the Aztecs and either gave them to them as a gift or taught them how to make them. There is a theory, since they are all made of quartz, both clear and milky, they contain data, and if we could figure out how to extract the data, we would find information which was given to us by the extraterrestrials as a gift. There is a downside to all of this. Scientific investigation has recently determined the skulls are not that ancient and were made in Germany, in a town named Ida Oberstein, which was famous for making objects from Brazilian quartz in the late 1800s. There is a tale which states if all the 13 ancient crystal skulls are united, they would give us information necessary for the survival of the human race. There is a stone in Japan which is very large and believed to contain a malevolent ancient fox spirit. Something earth-shattering, or should I say stone-shattering, has happened to worry many of the Japanese people. The stone has split in half. They believe it was the spirit which managed to split it, but some geologists have said it was a natural occurrence. The stone was named the Seshusuke Stone. The stone is located on a mountaintop, just an hour from Tokyo. The name means killing stone. The demonic fox is named Tamamo no Mae. It is said it caused chaos across Asia before being trapped and could turn into a human form. It turns out there are many items from all around the world which have a reputation for being cursed. I have always thought if someone believed deep enough in the fact an object was evil, if something bad happened, that object would be blamed. There is sort of a numbers game going on. If enough people own an object and something happens to one or two of them, the object might be blamed and start a legend of evil. In ancient times, many people died at a much earlier age, and as their possessions were passed down, if a few of them died who owned the same object, it got the blame sometimes. Previously I had written about haunted dolls, so I won't go into that again, but I just wanted to say anything in human form provokes a certain scare in some people, and seeing these objects in the dark makes it even worse. People start to imagine they see these objects move, and if one happens to fall over, all hell breaks loose. Speaking about skulls, there is a human skull in the Burton Agnes Hall in Burton Agnes, England, which has become quite famous in some circles. The skull is said to be that of Catherine Anne Griffith, who died in that house in the 1620s after being attacked. It is said a ghost can be seen walking around the area at night, and the skull then makes a horrible sound. Sometimes artwork is said to be cursed, and the more horrible it looks, the more that is believed. There is a painting named The Anguished Man. When a man hung the painting up, he and his family began to experience paranormal events. When the origin of the painting was investigated, it was found the artist committed suicide. There was also another reason that scared the owner. It was found the artist had mixed in his own blood into the painting before killing himself. The painting came down after that. Sometimes some really strange things can be considered evil or cursed. What I am about to tell you is really far out. The Bulgarians decided to close down a phone number. It was 359-888-888-888. Why would anyone discontinue a phone number? They are usually reassigned when discontinued. In this case, it is claimed everyone who received this number died shortly afterwards. It is said the first one who had the number died of cancer and the next two were murdered and no reason for the murders was ever found. Would you want to be assigned that number next if you lived in Bulgaria? One of the most famous jewels in history which is said to be cursed is the Hope Diamond. I remember seeing it with some other famous gems when it was on display at the Museum of Natural History in New York City years ago. It is said to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I have to say I am not that interested in diamonds, so maybe that is the reason I wasn't that impressed. But the idea that diamond was worth hundreds of millions of dollars seemed crazy to me. Anyway, back to the curse. It has been believed for hundreds of years if you wear the diamond, something terrible will happen to you. One of the reasons for this is said the diamond was stolen from a Hindu idol